So my post is about observations that were carried out on the massive star cluster Westland 1. So these observations were taken using the ATCA, or the Australia Telescope Compact Array, in 2015. So what I've been doing is working through reducing that data, and we've managed to do some preliminary analysis on particular radio sources. So the sources are shown here, and also again on my poster if you guys want to look at it later. And basically what we've managed to find is evidence for clearly asymmetric ejecta around these cool supergiants and hypergiants in the very extended emission. So we were able to find this asymmetry around three yellow hypergiants in the cluster. So they're shown on the left, so W4, W12A and W265, and also on three M-type red supergiants. So those are W20, W26 and W237. So this is also particularly interesting because this is the first time, as far as I'm aware, that we have a direct observation of a cometary nebula around the yellow hypergiant, in this case W265. So Westland 1 is pretty good for looking at yellow hypergiants because it has the most, the highest number of yellow hypergiants in our galaxy, and they're quite rare objects. So the directionality of this asymmetric ejecta actually allows us, if we look at the asymmetry and then compare it to where these objects are in Westland 1, we can see that all of them are sort of blown back away from the direction of the centre of the cluster. So it shows clear evidence for an intra-cluster outflow interacting with the extended parts of these stellar wings. So if anyone wants to ask questions now or find me later, and if you'd like to know more, please come read my poster or talk to me.
Well, we've got two questions here for Dr. Bell. Because of the shortness of time, if I could have Nancy go ahead and come up while we take questions, please.
More of a comment. This is very similar to supergiant very close to the Sagittarius star. It's called IRS-7.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a beautiful tailed sources and pointed through to the cluster.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
And I think that's related to the like center of
that wind. Can you remind us what the evolutionary status of a yellow hypergiant is?
Oh, in terms of the evolutionary tracks, so it's what you do is when you have very, very massive stars and they sort of go into the supergiant phase, they actually then start moving blue ones across the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram and reach the yellow hypergiant phase, and it might be that they then go towards becoming a Wolf Rayet star or other sort of evolved star, but the important thing is to look at the mass loss rates of these objects, and that will help us determine what the actual evolutionary tracks are taken, because they're not quite clear at the moment.
Another question? Thank Holly again.